disprovable, easily disprovable, banana argument. The problem with nuclear radiation, mostly, unless you're in the way of a bomb, is the fact that it gets in your body and keeps irradiating and replaces healthy tissues with irradiated tissues and causes cancer in that manner. You're listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM in Cascadia, other frequencies elsewhere, and KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
KBOO is in this year's Willamette Week Give Guide. KBOO has inspired and supported communities for nearly 50 years. You were an important part of this work, and your gift to KBOO builds fiercely just, creative, and independent radio. Join your friends and neighbors in supporting KBOO in the Give Guide. It's easy and secure. Help us make our $18,000 goal before December 31st. Go to the giveguide.org website and find KBOO in the Creative Expression section. And as always, thank you for your support of KBOO.
God and do the things, just say it's right.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Rocker T and the 7th Street Band on Saturday, January 6th. Beginning at 9 p.m. at Mississippi Studios in Portland. Rocker T is from Brooklyn and has 7 albums released by a number of labels playing reggae and reggaeton. Also performing will be local artist Aaron Nigel Smith, Heavy City, and DJ Kansaman. Again, that's Rocker T and the 7th Street Band on Saturday, January 6th, 9 p.m. at Mississippi Studios, 3939 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. More information may be found at KBOO.FM on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Always helping each other along the road.
KBOO Portland.
Today on Flashpoints, the battle against dangerous pesticides in 2017. Also a postmortem on the stealing of the recent election in Honduras. And the special case of sexual harassment of low-wage working women. I'm Dennis Bernstein, all this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Well, we're taking a look at this last week in 2017 at some of the stories that we care a great deal about that you don't hear a lot about. And one of those is pesticides in California, and the impact on farm workers and their families and those kids going to school in those areas. And joining us to talk about it, she's recovering, but we're delighted that she could join us, Dr. Ann Lopez. And Dr. Lopez is the director of the Center for Farm Worker Families based in Felton, California. And last we saw you was in Santa Cruz. It is good to have you back with us. We hope you're beginning to feel better, and we thank you for taking the time out. We're taking a look at what happened this year in pesticides. We know that the struggle has continued as it has for so many years. The farm workers have really been on the front line of this struggle. So what can we say in general in terms about the struggle against these dangerous pesticides that are hurting our children and our farm workers?
There has been some progress, especially in the area of chlorpyrifos, which is a developmental neurotoxin. We have made some progress, but we still have a long way to go. I'm very concerned about Roundup, glyphosate, which has been determined to be a Prop 65 carcinogen and produced by Monsanto. And Monsanto does not have to label it as a carcinogen until well into 2018, which means that anybody who buys it thinking that it's safe and uses it literally risks their lives. And to me, this is reprehensible.
Say a little bit more about that. How dangerous is it? How do they risk their lives in using it?
Well, just mere exposure. So, in other words, if you spray it to kill weeds, or it's been advertised since 1974 as being as safe as salt, safe as mother's milk, et cetera, et cetera, and yet any exposure to this puts you at high risk, particularly for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and a variety of other horrible diseases, including various blood cancers. And my neighbor, for instance, was treated for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I think he said the insurance company paid something like $563,000 for the chemotherapy he needed to put it into remission. So I think it creates inordinate pain and suffering. The risk is tremendous. I personally know of three people who have died as a result of exposure, they think, to Roundup. And yet, this is sold in Ace Hardware, Costco, any hardware store, as if it was just nothing. And I think it speaks to the neoliberal economy, where profits are much more important than either people or the environment.
And what else are we looking at? There's been some struggles around other chemistry and spraying around schools as well.
Yes, exactly. Luckily, the Pajaro Valley School District has gotten rid of Roundup spraying. But that one is one of my lead concerns, because literally the entire public is at risk with this, and most of the public is unaware that this chemical, it could kill them. And so this is a great concern. Then beyond that, I think the other big one that we're concerned about and that we've had some success with is chlorpyrifos. And chlorpyrifos is derived from a nerve gas used in World War II. It's a developmental neurotoxin, and it is primarily active on the brains and spinal cords of young children. And this chemical was banned in 2000 for all residential use. But lo and behold, it could still be used in agriculture. So that is the front line for the struggle today. Because, for instance, in the Salinas Valley, I have a PhD in environmental science, and I have never read of a worse case of environmental racism than what I've studied in the Salinas Valley. And if you have a moment, I can explain.
Please do.
Okay. First of all, organophosphates are very detrimental to developing fetuses in pregnant women. And so the Chamacos UC Berkeley scientists did a 17-year study of mothers and children in the Salinas Valley. And what they found is a direct correlation between how much organophosphate of any kind, chlorpyrifos is one example, a pregnant woman is exposed to within 1 kilometer of her pregnancy or wherever she lives. And what they found a direct correlation such that for every 522 pounds exposure within a kilometer, the fetus, by the time it reaches age 7, will have lost 2.2 points of IQ. And this is exposure to any organophosphates. Now, if you look on the maps, you can go online and look on the maps where the spraying occurs, and there are whole residential areas filled with people where this concentration is going on continuously. So now these children, once they grow up and they're intellectually deficient to begin with, and by the way, I should mention that it doesn't stop at 522 pounds. Some women are exposed to thousands of pounds of organophosphates during their pregnancy. And for every 522 pounds, their fetus loses the 2.2 points of IQ. So then the children, they're, like I said, they're already intellectually deficient. They go to schools surrounding these fields. And then they use this developmental neurotoxin chlorpyrifos as an insecticide. Chlorpyrifos is drift prone, so once it's sprayed, it moves through the air into the classrooms, and the children are exposed to it, and it interferes with normal development of the brain and spinal cord. So these children are impacted on two fronts: prenatally, and also during their primary school years. Now, most of these children, the vast majority, I think the figure is something like 91%, are Latino children. And I don't think that this would ever go on in a white neighborhood. I mean, this would just simply not be tolerated. It's like we have been struggling against this. In fact, the EPA, prior to the Trump administration, the EPA came out with a nationwide ban on chlorpyrifos, and then Scott Pruitt, the new EPA director, came into power and had a conversation with the Dow executives and reversed the ban. So what we trying to do in California is to get it banned in at least our state, and we've had some success in the sense that what we did just a couple of months ago, we went up to the EPA office, we met with one of their committees, the OEHA, the Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessments. They have a panel of very distinguished scientists, and the Dow executives gave their position, and then those of us who came from all over the state to address this issue gave our statement, and they voted in our favor. Eight out of 10 voted in our favor, which means that chlorpyrifos is now listed as a Prop 65 developmental neurotoxin. So we at least have that labeling on the containers. And in the meantime, in this past year, it's been a travesty for farm workers. There have been, I think it was 34 in Bakersfield who were exposed to chlorpyrifos and hospitalized, and then another 14 to 17 in Central California. So this stuff is really bad stuff.
And you, when you say exposed, that means a whole series of treatments, which includes a delousing, a whole... this is a very painful and scary time for people who are exposed, right? And then they're worried about the long-term damage.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's one thing to be... you know, for acute exposure, but then one has to worry about the chronic exposure issues. So it's a very difficult situation.
How does it manifest physically? What is the suffering like? What are the symptoms like? How do people know that they've been hit?
Well, apparently they become very weak, nauseous, vomiting. Some of them, I guess, even collapse in the field. There's a variety of symptoms, they're all very negative, and it's most impactful. However, the ones I really am most worried about are the children, because this is permanent. This is permanent brain and spinal cord damage. And, you know, I studied the issues of farm workers for many years now, and, you know, all farm worker parents I've ever spoken with want their kids educated and to have a better life out of farm work. Well, what are the chances a child can succeed academically and move on when their brains aren't developing normally? And this is permanent damage.
I'm wondering, I guess that you do have, we've talked a little bit in the past, but I imagine that the school system, that the teachers, that the administrators really need to be engaged, because they too are being impacted.
Well, absolutely, and they are. We have a whole program called Safe Ag, Safe Schools, and we meet at least monthly, and now it's spreading throughout the state. We're partnered with Californians for Pesticide Reform to get this handled. And the school administrators and the teachers are absolutely livid, because, as they say, they can't protect the children in their classes.
Wow. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We're speaking with Dr. Ann Lopez. She's the director for the Center for Farmworker Families. She's based in California, in Felton, California, and she has been working with families, farm workers, people who are directly impacted by the pesticides. Now, maybe you could say a little bit more about, I mean, these